Hi, my name is Vasilis. I'm the Learning and Development Officer here at Randstad Delas. And today we're going to discuss how you can prepare better for the self-learning assessment test you usually receive before your interviews. For this topic, I have the pleasure to introduce you my colleague and an expert in this topic, Stefan, Talent Acquisition Specialist in our multilingual team in Randstad Delas. Hi, Stefan. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Good morning, Vasily, and thank you very much for having me. So precisely, today we're going to examine the assessment tests. So those assessments that we may receive as part of the evaluation process.
Exactly. And, you know, we don't really see them often, or it's a new part of our life or day-to-day before the interviews. So let's start from, what are those assessment tests? And what is their current position in the job market?
Of course, Vasily. Because in many cases, we may have heard about those tests, but may not know what exactly they represent. Those tests actually represent a new trend in the current job market. They are what we may call exercises that typically come to us via email after our initial job application. And we could say right now constitute an important step in a company's evaluation process. It's actually something that especially happened during the COVID era and immediately after. There was an immediate need for remote hirings, and so we needed to do an overall assessment of each candidate's profile, which had to be achieved primarily through the technological means we had available at that time. And since then, we may say that companies have maintained the process or even enriched the aspect, making it actually a regular part of the hiring process right now.
Okay, and why it's so significant to give them space and a microphone for them here to appear in this podcast?
Of course. Good question, Vasily. It's actually because we see that those tests are a new trend we observe in the market. There are a plethora of companies adopting it, and for many of us, it might be something that it's not quite known, so we may not know how to cope with it. A trend that we see, we do have all the various departments, from technology, IT, sales, marketing, finance and accounting. Those tests are used in any industry, any department, so the companies, whether it's the engineering or multilingual roles, may have this test in the evaluation process.
Every door I open, I see those tests.
Exactly. And
in every industry, every field, every job search.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. And any candidate may encounter them for positions in any different industry.
Okay. And are there any specific categories of those assessment tests? Do we distinguish them in a way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, of course, we may do a first distinction between the first types. The most well-known is what we call the so-called psychometric tests. Those ones focus on candidates' personality, soft skills. And of course, after those, we may also focus on tests with familiarity with technology and specific systems. More what we call hard skills. Of course, beside these, we observe that 8 out of 10 companies have incorporated such tests. It might be a virtual interview or a language test. So we have all different typologies, but if we want to generalize a bit, we could say the two types are soft skills and hard skills.
Perfect. So you use also the word psychometric, which is a Greek word, all right? And I think it's connected to the soft skills part, most likely. Great. And okay, let's start from the really, really beginning, from those ones are listening to us right now. I'm a candidate. When is the first time I receive this assessment test? What is the very first step of the process?
Of course. Let's take step by step. First things first. Usually, you receive the assessment as a link in your email. That may be the moment you apply for a job, or even after the first contact, after the first interview. I think when you do receive the email, it's quite of a positive sign, if I may say, because a human resources consultant, a recruiter, an agency sees potential in our profile. We should start thinking that by the time we receive the email, the first step towards the desired outcome may have already been taken. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, it's likely that someone has seen our resume, that wants to learn more about us, and that the process has officially begun.
So everyone should be happy.
Exactly, exactly. It's actually what we call an optimist step, a good step towards our goal.
Okay, so it is an email that it's written like in the title, maybe assessment test or something like that.
Yeah, or introduction or welcome to the XY company. So it's the first step, a bit of an introductory email.
Okay, and I received the email. How quickly should I respond to this email? So how quickly should I access this test?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Is your advice? Because I can do whatever I want, but we need an advice.
So I would not say you receive the email being outside for brunch and you say, let's undertake the test right away. However, the more promptly and effectively we respond to the assessment, the better it is for us. Because this way we also help the consultant or recruiter or HR advisor to respond more promptly on their end for the next steps. So not right away, but the faster, the better.
Because you improve the recruitment process and you go faster to the interview stage.
Exactly. And you will have an answer faster as well.
So let's begin the assessment test. Give us, please, a brief overview or an advice you can give to a candidate when they have to complete such an assessment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of course, Vasily, and I think this is the more practical point of our podcast today, to have some advice that people may use as real life examples. So before the test, what I always start explaining to candidates is what I'm trying to boost their confidence. Because when we're called to be evaluated, we might feel a bit hesitant. We need to feel confident about everything we include in our resume, our CV, and accept that in today's era, we're talking about lifelong learning and evolution. A test, of course, will request to evaluate something that is already included in your CV. And at every phase of your professional life, we can enrich, we can strengthen, we can develop certain characteristics while others may lag behind. So it's okay to see even in the results that there is room for improvement. And of course, it's something that we can discuss as well with the employer at a later stage. So first, we start completing the test with confidence, not second guessing whether we succeed or even if it will be challenging.
Okay, so before we open the assessment test, before we launch the test, we should be in the right mindset.
Exactly. The right mindset, Vasily. This is the practical advice, we may say. Let's not forget that this is a process that reflects on our professionalism. We want to make sure that we will complete it relaxed, focused, and not superficially and harshly, because just like in an interview, the outcome is also determined by external factors. If we're tired, if we're pressed for time, obviously we might miss something, so something will escape us. A video, for example, when it's self-presentation, should be recorded in a quiet professional environment, preferably from our laptop and not mobile phone, whether this is due to the quality or being able to control the device. So those are just details, but just like in interviews, I emphasize that if we pay attention to those details, it will work in our favor.
Okay, I will stop you in the professional environment that you said, because many of us listening today, you know, me included, maybe, you know, we're not living in a villa or in a huge house with a fireplace that you can press the enter button and then the assessment test will begin in a TV screen with, you know, 40 inches or whatever. Maybe the reality is that I live with three roommates. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I live in a room at the same house with my parents. Yeah. So what can I do there to ensure that I will build this professional environment?
Indeed, you're right, Vasily, because many times we see those pictures of big houses and impressive workplaces, but actually this
five
does
dogs.
Not... Exactly, five dogs, a backyard, but unfortunately this does not always correspond to reality. However, I do think that we have control over the framework, over our environment. So even if you live in a house with three roommates, what I suggest is communicating with them during the 20, 30, 40 minutes that may take that assessment, and let them know that, you know, you should have during that time a very specific framework, a quiet place, just like as if you were taking an interview during that time.
Yeah. Like, please don't interrupt me. I will be inside 1 hour, 20 minutes.
Exactly. It is important for me. Communicating is the key in those cases.
Great. And back to, you know, as you said, practical examples and practical advices. Back to the practicality. Are there any kind of typologies of exercises? Have we ever met those exercises before in our life?
Of course. Now, because when you first hear a test, you know, we may get stressed because this is something that we used to encounter on our educational life, like during school, during high school. So when we hear the word test, we might get anxious. Now I would like to address the essence of the process, because as I always explain to the candidate we communicate with, all these tests are nothing more than what we call to do throughout our lives as students. So it's a typology of exercises, problems, questions, which apart from the objectively correct and incorrect answer, also require understanding in formulation and in the requirements in order for someone to be able to answer accurately. So many times the tests simulate what we will face in our daily lives. I mean, work-wise, once you apply for the job, the test is a simulation. If you apply for a customer service position, during the test, they may ask you to see how you would answer some inquiries of customers, how you would react to some stressful situations, multitasking. So if someone feels they would not find themselves in those positions, well, this test immediately gives them the opportunity to identify it and discuss their concerns, alternative options, to see if we would be a good fit for the position. Now, in regard to the tactics you mentioned as well, there are the tactics like the ones we used to encounter it since always, like reduction ad absurdum, to choose the correct answer, and other logical processes which can guide us to the question that trouble us. I don't know if the term rings a bell, maybe, Vasily.
Yeah, I think what Stefan is referring here, if I may guess, is, for example, what is the capital of England? Four possible answers. The first one is it Barcelona? Second, London? Amsterdam? Or Liverpool? And I'm not thinking right away, oh, it's London. If I don't know the answer, I might go, you know, backwards and say, okay, of course it's not Barcelona, because I know this is Spain. It's not Amsterdam, because this is in the Netherlands. So it might be Liverpool or London. And I, you know, choose the right one there. This is what we have seen in maybe in high school, or this is what you said we encountered before.
Exactly, Vasily. Because when we first see the question, you know, what is the capital of England? If we do not know the capital of England, well, there we will be stressed and we will be anxious. However, if we treat the question, you know, logically, and we say exactly that strategy, okay, maybe it's not in Spain, it's not in the Netherlands. Well, we might not know the answer, but we will be one step closer to choosing the right one. And then we will see that when we treat the question logically and without stress, then it becomes easier for us as well.
Okay, Perfect. And you said the word anxious. And indeed, I'm getting a bit anxious as well, because the word test, you know, it refers to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it gets me anxious. So yeah. Any other advice in order for us not to get anxious?
Yeah, yeah, of course, Vasily. Because as we said before, the test precisely, the typology or generally the test, we have seen it before, more or less, in high school. However, even precisely the same test, we can find examples of them. So there is so much access to information right now. I believe that if you search on any search engine, language test, psychometric test, any kind of test, you will have precise examples and you will be able to practice before you undertake the test.
Wait, can you say that one more time?
Practice. I think that's the key word.
No, you said we can find those tests on any platform.
Exactly. On many search engines, you have examples of those tests. So if I were a candidate needed to undertake the test, the first thing is when I receive it, I would search what this may be, what will the questions be, have some examples, and then when you first take the test and you see those questions in front of you, you'll feel
you're
more prepared.
Familiar.
Exactly, you'll be like, oh, that was it.
Okay, I think that's great advice. So you can find them, you can practice before. Let's say I will do the assessment test Wednesday afternoon. So on Tuesday, I can go on a search engine, open a tab, and try to practice with those tests I can find online.
Exactly.
Okay, and then it's more familiar to me.
Yeah, now yeah. This is a game changer.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so any other tip on how we can think? Because I do want everyone to succeed. We want everyone to succeed.
So I think at this point, Vasily, the most basic advice that apply in many sectors in our life is, you know, the very well-known phrase, put yourself in someone else's shoes. You receive the test, and of course, it helps us to mentally put ourselves in the opposite position, well, in that case, our future employer, and better understand what they may want to examine with the test. When you apply for the job, you may read the job description and the requirements. So requirements, leadership skills or independency, work as a part of the team. So based on those requirements, you may understand what the test wants to examine as well. If they have a question, for example, asking how you would react to a certain type of situation, and it says leadership skills, well, in that case, you need to understand that the answer may be towards an autonomous role in that case. So it's not always just having the right answer, but also understanding what the test may want to examine. So having this kind of understanding of the contents.
Yeah, understand the question behind the question.
Exactly.
So what they want to see here, this is what you're referring to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the position is X. They want to see on the assessment test X. So in order not to answer right away, I need to think through what they need for me to answer here based on the role. Right?
So exactly,
step back,
Vasily.
And answer.
Exactly. Take that step back and see the question from a broader understanding. So me, as Stefan, I would answer that, but maybe the requirement for that, maybe what the company is looking for is someone that can handle client communications in that way. So maybe I could adapt my answer as well. But I think, Vasily, understanding goes towards two different ways, two different meanings. First of all is understanding what the test wants to examine, what are the requirements. Secondly, the understanding may go towards the test itself. I don't know if it happened to you before, but many cases for me it had happened back in school. You receive the test, the questions, and you don't read the questions well enough. This is a very basic advice we give to candidates, because you may lose points due to that. And it's actually a pity, because it's not due to soft skills or hard skills, but it's because you didn't have the chance to read the question right.
You don't treat the questions fair enough. So yeah, exactly. Like you're going straight away to the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You said elementary school, I remember. with my mother sitting down, you know, mathematics, I have 5 oranges, 5 apples. How many oranges do I have in my bag? I go straight away, 10. And I don't think 5 oranges, 5 apples. So read the question well.
Exactly.
And that's so simple and
but
so far.
But yet so important.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So easy to forget, or, you know, if you are anxious, exactly, or you're not focused enough.
Exactly. I think this is due to stress. We want to move forward to the answer. We don't have enough time. And we go there before reading the question carefully. And if I may say, as an example, it's something that in the multilingual department we have seen many times. You are given a test, some texts to read. And at the description, it says you have 10 minutes to read all the texts and answer. And by the time you reach the second or even first text, the time has elapsed. So you have no more time to answer the questions. You have a great result on the first or two texts, but then again, not enough time. But if you had read more carefully, maybe you would have done a different time management as well. But this is due to the description that it's in the beginning, and you should spend some time making sure to understand what it really needs, what it's requested of you.
Because on those examples, maybe those people did not pay attention, you said, to the description or the timing.
Exactly.
So they read straight the question, but not you have 10 minutes.
Exactly.
So they run out of time. And since we said about timing, what is great timing, how can I say, friend, a practice, right? You can
exactly.
practice again. You can find those tests. You can have online, as we said, have the timer, then you are practicing. So it's easy when you make the test.
Exactly, Vasily. And like this, we go back to the first point we mentioned, practice. Practice is the key. It helps you reach that time management that is a key factor and can be in your advantage. And in the multilingual, we see that many people may have a language proficiency, a very high or even native in the language. Still, due to a time management, they might fail the test. While other people that may have a very good level, a decent level, may succeed the level due to practice, due to time management, and reading all the questions. So sometimes hard skills per se are important, but we need to pay attention to the external factors and to other points to make sure that we will have the optimal results.
I love real life examples. So I think we have enough tips already, and thank you, Stefan, very much. What does a candidate should expect from a Randstad recruiter? Because, you know, Stefan here, as everyone in the multilingual team, you know, are people that you can approach and, you know, they can help you with the process. So what should I expect?
Of course, yes, yes. Of course, Vasily, our role at Randstad, and specifically, well, it might be in any position, but in multilingual roles for specifically those tests, is to support and guide candidates. We will provide, and we do provide, detailed instructions before someone enters the process. And in case of difficulty, of course, we do not hesitate to suggest to try again. So many companies might be a bit more flexible of giving a second try. It's very important on our end to provide a specific framework to the candidate. So all the advice we mentioned before, also communicate those, the tips and tricks, as we say, to the candidates to make sure that the candidates will enter the process with confidence. They will imagine themselves taking the test, responding to the questions, and have an idea about the conditions that they will meet during the test. So not entering the evaluation into the complete unknown, you know, having the picture of what they will encounter before being there.
Okay, so you do have information, for example, to share with a candidate, this test is gonna be a psychometric test, or it's gonna be hard skill assessment.
Exactly, and empirically, we also know what they
should. So then I can practice as well.
Exactly, oh, exactly. Practice. Great. We give advice because you can see the strong points of someone. So you can advise them empirically. Maybe you should pay some attention, check some technicalities, some computer functionalities. When someone has not used the language, you say maybe you should check the grammar or complete that or this part. So empirically provide those advices, support and guidance.
Great. And now that we are towards the end, I think my favorite question comes here, because many people listening to the podcast, maybe you're still on the very, very first beginning of our conversation, you're a bit lost, you know, welcome Stefan, welcome Vasilis, today we, and then your mind stopped and, you know, you lost everything. So if someone listened today to our podcast, doesn't remember anything, and hasn't paid attention till now, what are the three things that you want someone to remember from this podcast?
I love that question, Vasily. I imagine, because I see myself listening to a podcast inside my car and I'm stuck in traffic and I fade out for a second and then I return, I've lost half of the podcast. So I think I love the question. Three most important things that someone should remember. First of all, entering the assessment in the right mindset, so with confidence. Secondly, rereading and reading again and again the statement, the description, understanding what the test requires. And last but not least, the preparation. So creating a suitable environment, communicating this if needed to anyone, to your roommates, to your family, practicing time management, and why not searching in some engines to practice, to see exactly what you will be encountering.
That is super helpful. Thank you, Stefan. I really believe I have all the skills for the next assessment test. If you can bring me an assessment test right now, I know I'm gonna succeed. Bring me an assessment test to do. Thank you, really.
Thank you. Thank you, Vasily, for hosting me.
We hope and believe that this will help every one of you to navigate and succeed on the assessment tests. In the meantime, don't forget to create your own Randstad account, subscribe to our job alerts, and contact our multilingual team for any questions or open vacancies. Till the next time,
goodbye.